Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
There for you then.
We appreciate the storm information.
Here for you now.
Sky Radio. Thanks. You're a lifesaver.
The Hurricane Information Station.
Thanks, Sky.
Thanks.
Sky Storm Watch for Radiant Credit Union.
Make sure you're executing your plan now.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Hour number three. It's a Monday. We're going to make it great. It's what we do. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Helene, unfortunately, death toll at least 90. Those numbers, unfortunately, are probably going to go up later on today. The good news is power is being restored in a lot of areas, but there's huge infrastructure issues even beyond that. There's bridges out up in North Carolina. There's some folks up there that are really suffering, and then here in Florida on the coast as well. All right, so we'll get to more of that, and actually kind of along the same lines, we've got the CEO of GRU, Ed Belarski, is in the house. You're either the most hated or loved person, depending on the status of one's electricity at their home. Am I right?
Yeah, the love can be fleeting.
Yes. Hopefully, the love is flowing in the correct direction, though. It's more is coming to you than is going away as you continue to restore power. Give people an idea of the kind of, well, historic breakdown that you've seen based on this tremendous storm.
Yeah, it started Thursday night, and we're flowing along. We had prepared 72 hours in advance, and we had our folks hunkered down, ready to go. And you could see the charts, and we went from 0 to 100 in, 15, 20 minutes when the winds hit. I think we clocked them at our EOC, East Side Operations Center. It's somewhere around 63 miles per hour.
Wow.
We're not built for that in Gainesville. We're a tree city.
Mm-hmm.
And you could see the outages go bloop, and we couldn't send out crews in that kind of weather.
No.
So, the first thing we did in the morning was send out our assessors. You know, we have this gray sky role concept. All 800 employees at GRU are trained to do other things. So they multitask.
Wow.
So we have accountants that go out as assessors. You know, we have people that do laundry for the mutual aid crews that come in. We are like a military operation. We went into incident command, and we went about restoring power. And at our peak, we had 52,000 customers without power.
And what do you generally serve? How many?
100.
Okay, so
somewhere
half.
Around so half our folks were out of power. Within 24 hours, we had reduced that down to somewhere around 10% of people still having power. So around 10,000 customers. An incredible job that the folks had. But what was happening was when we went out and saw the damage. I mean, we were rebuilding systems. You know, you had cross arms, insulators being busted off of almost every pole, right?
Typically, what you would see is trees down, taking power lines with it, Poles intact. All you really got to do is string new lines. Not that that's super easy, but compared to infrastructure, you know, when you start dropping poles in the ground, that's there's some time and effort and resources at work there.
Well, you know, we to date this morning, the last hole I had was 75 broken poles that we had. 75.
That is crazy.
And you know, that's a 2-3 hour operation. Even before you get, you know, what people don't understand is when we go out, you have to assess the situation. Mm-hmm. You know, we operate with the tree trimmers that come in. By the way, we had 64 folks from Asplund and Davies that were in here ready to go to handle all that. You know, I've heard some folks saying, where are the GRU trucks? Well, we typically have around 40 linemen that are ready to go. We doubled that. We had 92 mutual aid crews from as far as Texas. We had our friends in Lafayette, Louisiana. We have a program where we go out and help them. They come in and help us. I have to mention these folks. We had Kissimmee. We had Leesburg, Lake Worth, Orlando Utilities. We had folks from Stark. And then we had Lubbock, Texas. And we had Lafayette, Louisiana.
Wow.
And, you know, we house them, we feed them, we do their laundry, so that all they do is work on power.
Well, it wasn't that long ago you helped out Lafayette, so they're actually kind of paying you back.
Yeah, and they come into town, they say, hey, glad to see you. And they start to know our system better, as well as we know theirs.
Issue came up about outage maps. People are like, oh, it doesn't say I'm out. It doesn't say I'm out.
Right.
They get frustrated and irritated, like you're not getting the message. Why is that it's the maps aren't so reactive?
Well, we have an internal map, and then we have an outward-facing map. And it was decided a long time ago that it was dangerous for the public, for security purposes, to have their addresses shown on the maps that they were out of power. There are people in the community that are a little bit more nefarious than you or I that look for that kind of stuff, and there's somebody out for 4 or 5 days. You have a chance of getting broken into. So for security reasons, what we do is go to the closest fuse. And so, you know, people don't know where that might be, so they're not sure that we've actually taken care of them.
Okay. And then is it a good idea for people to put on their porch lights so that when power is restored, it's easily visible?
Yep.
So it's a good tip.
Yep.
Good, because we had that a few days ago. All right, so you got the map situation addressed. Thanks for doing that. What about, I saw where you said there was some really major infrastructure things that were broken down. What's the timetable on that?
Well, I'll tell you, one of the things that set us back early on was we actually had several segments of our transmission line that got down. A cross arm was broken off and dangling. You know, this is 138,000 volts. Dangling.
They say it's the amps that kill you, though.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah, I heard that.
that's like it's 110 in Phoenix, but it's dry heat.
Yeah,
yeah.
It'll both kill
so you.
So
you don't feel nothing, right?
Well, you might. Not very long.
Yeah.
You touch a wire.
So this was our line 16, and that line 16 was actually feeding the hospital.
Wow.
So we had to make sure that they had the backup power situated. And, you know, we had some people babysitting the lines to make sure, you know, they couldn't restore power at that time because we had to ensure safety. And that's what the primary thing we're doing is to make sure that people are safe in the community and our crews are safe.
So do you prioritize traffic lights?
We work with GPD and those groups, and we, in the past, we've had Tiger teams that go out with them to ensure that. Now, that goes to the issue of the down wires. Remember last time I was in when Debbie blew through here? We talked about having a record amount of downline calls. It was like, I think, 120. We had 1,200 this time.
1,200.
That gives you the 10 times the magnitude. This storm was, you know, transformative in the community.
Not even close to a direct hit. That's the thing.
It's the winds. It's all about the winds, because we're not built. Look, if we want, I will tell some folks that, you know, I need to get on a soapbox here a little bit. We need to be able to get into these areas and trim these trees back, because we go in to the frequent flyer communities like Briwood. We know where, when we know they're down, we go to that channel that goes along 16th and goes up to the mayor's house. And, you know, we replaced two poles in that region that we replaced a year ago.
Because of trees.
Because of trees. They pull the lines down. They snap the poles. And, you know, we need to be able to get in there. So it's a matter of public safety.
Is that something that'll be addressed now?
I certainly hope so. We're going to talk about it with the authority and see if we can promote more tree trimming. By the way, we spend $4 million a year tree trimming as it is. But there's sometimes maybe we have to do even more than that.
Yeah, I've seen in areas where they're quite aggressive. And, you know, as much as we all love our canopies and our shade, we love our power, too. It's a necessity, especially when it's emergencies like hospitals.
Well, and it's unfortunate. We have some folks that we've asked in the past along some of the easements. They're like, no, we like our trees. We don't want you to cut it back any further. And, you know, they're affecting other members of the community.
Right.
That are getting their power off.
It seems like, you know, you would just have control of the easement. They wouldn't have control of it. You would, but I don't know how the easements work. Maybe they're not wide enough in some areas.
Well, there's city ordinances that don't allow us to cut back further than 10 feet. And these things in 2 months can grow 10 feet. We live in Florida. That's what I found out.
Things grow here. It rains.
It does.
It's been doing that for a long time.
Yeah.
This is a town where people would call the cops on the people selling Christmas trees because they know they cut them down somewhere.
If that weren't true, it'd be funny.
Just trying to lighten up the mood a little bit, you know, because we're dealing with enough doom and gloom and destruction. But Ed Belarski, we appreciate the great job that GRU, all the employees are doing and all the help coming in from out of town. It is awesome, and keep up the good work.
Well, thank you. Just let me say, we're not doing a victory lap here right now. We still have 2,500 people, you know, not without power, and we're fighting to get them back on.
All right. There you go. It is 8:16. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We've got a lot more to talk about coming up, including Trump and a visit to Georgia. That's one of the topics we'll touch on next. 97.3 The Sky.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.